Carson Wentz playing very well at the quarterback position, and we're here to talk about it with quarterbacks coach John DeFilippo, presented by the Rothman Institute at Jefferson. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, and the question is, of course, how is Carson playing?
He's playing good. Obviously, we aim to be as consistent as we can be from week to week. And not only start the game fast and finish the game fast, but everything in the middle of the game, too, and playing fast and making the right decisions and throwing on time and throwing accurately. And, you know, for right now, for the most part, and that hasn't been perfect, but for the most part, he's doing pretty good.
In what ways specifically has he kind of gone from rookie quarterback to the next step?
I think you see him getting off to his second, third progressions faster. I mean, a perfect example was the third play of the game. You know, we're working a play action pass to the front side going to his left, and he resets all the way back to, you know, to Torrey Smith, and that's his third progression, and that ball doesn't get back there very often. So I think you just see him accelerating his vision week in and week out. Obviously, the protection piece of it, he's continuing to master and gotten better at. And I think just overall, the more time he plays, is the game slowing down for him.
How about, I mean, we see him escaping pressure and working the pocket. Yeah. Has it really improved a lot?
Very, very well. And the thing that I've been really proud of Carson is he's picking the right times to take off and go. And not only is he picking the right times to take off and go, is he's protecting himself, which is something you didn't see last year, especially early on. He has to protect himself. Obviously, he has, you know, he's got a lot riding on this football team of him staying healthy. So not only does he do a great job of escaping the pocket, I think he's really starting to understand he needs to get down and protect himself.
John, there seems to be a lot of responsibility, obviously, on a quarterback. So How does he handle that week to week, working with you, being critical of himself, trying to get better and better and better?
Well, he's his own worst critic, number one. And I challenge all three of our quarterbacks. Every time we turn on the game tape, I always start out by saying, be your own worst critic. Mm-hmm. Because that's who needs to be your own worst critic is yourself. And because you're always striving to get better. Obviously, it's my job to push those guys on a day-to-day basis. But at the end of the day, you can only push a guy so fast or so hard. He needs to be able to understand and try to get better himself as well. So Carson's handling it great. I mean, he takes coaching. He very, very, very rarely is a what we call a repeat offender where he makes the same mistake twice.
We saw the Giants a couple nights ago on Monday night playing the Detroit Lions. They come on the short week. Their defense is outstanding. Specifically, kind of when you look at them, Flip, what do they do well?
They pressure. They bring a lot of pressure. And they're not afraid to bring it anywhere on the field. So we're going to have our work cut out for us on identifying their different pressures and their sub-package and their base package and do a great job of communicating. Obviously, you know, we're going to be at home, so we won't have the noise to deal with like we did last week in Kansas City. So I think our pre-snap communication will be very, very good, and we'll be ready to handle that pressure.
It is not all about Carson Wentz at the quarterback position here. There are two others on the roster. Yep. Nick Foles, who we know a little bit about, and then the rookie Nate Sudfeld. So they look exactly like, I had to think of the name because they're just amazing when they walk down the hall. Yep. Tell me about Nick and how he's integrated himself back into the system.
I think Nick's done a great job. Obviously, he spent some time in Kansas City last year, so he knows, you know, the terms in the offense. Obviously, it's a little bit different, but he knows the building. So I think he started and won a lot of football games here in this city. So I think he understands. He's done a great job of understanding his role in supporting Carson, helping Carson prepare on a week-to-week basis and those things. And he's done a fantastic job, and I'm really glad he's healthy again and his elbow's feeling better.
And Nate Sudfeld on the practice squad works every day. I saw you working with him pregame in Kansas City as well. What can you tell us about him?
You know, he's got a strong arm. He moves well for a big guy. I mean, 6'6". I think he moves in the pocket well. We're continuing to work on his foot quickness in the pocket. So we got some things to work on with him, but I tell you, he's a really, really good young prospect that I think has a real chance.
You love that part of the game, the teaching part of the
love
game,
it.
The young guys, those kind of guys?
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. I mean, that's what coaching is teaching.
Yeah.
So it's great. And especially when a guy's like Nate's a sponge. I mean, you can coach him hard. I mean, you can get after him a little bit and really have some juice when you're working with him and he loves it. So it's really fun to work with those type of guys.
John DeFilippo, Eagles quarterbacks coach in studio. Thanks for joining us, presented by the Rothman Institute at Jefferson.